We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland, brought to you locally by Smiley One. Heating, cooling, and plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. He's Daryl Leiter. I'm Andy Baskin. We continue on with the return of Deshaun Watson. Let's set the stage for the entire game, Daryl, because as we were doing the pregame show, I was shocked at what I was seeing about no cars in the parking lot for tailgating, virtually nobody there an hour, 90 minutes before the game, absolutely no atmosphere. And once we got into the game, I think there were more fans than I expected, but I don't know if they were all sitting on the one side of the camera or not. So, and it just seemed to me like it was a hollow house of football on a Sunday where, you know, maybe you went to go see Deshaun Watson, and maybe you didn't, or maybe you just wanted to watch the end. I don't know. It was a very, you know, was it McClain, the beat writer from Houston?
Yeah.
He had said earlier, and I think he said on the pregame show too, that he expected this game to be like a combined scrimmage from the preseason, and that there was a lot of apathy towards what's going on with the Texans right now.
Oh, and you could kind of tell. And the hostile environment that we were all expecting never really materialized. I don't know if CBS killed their crowd mics or whatever. I did not hear any booing through my television for Deshaun Watson. I heard no boos.
In the post-game press conference, they were talking about it, remember? And then Deshaun said after the game, he goes, I mean, I played in South Carolina, man. It's not like...
Yeah.
You know, that was hostile too.
Yeah. So, got that aspect out of it, out of the way, done and over with. He's got to go to Cincinnati next. He'll have road games at Washington and Pittsburgh as well. I anticipate the Pittsburgh one will probably be the most hostile of them all. Although, I don't know how much Steeler fan can say, considering the quarterback that they had who retired faced some even more severe accusations than what Deshaun Watson was accused of. So they may be preparing to throw the stones at the same glass house that they cheered for years and years and years. That said, you know, I never really thought, even if it was a very vocal negative atmosphere, I didn't think that that was what was going to throw Deshaun off his game. It was going to be the layoff. And he admitted after the game, he felt every single one of those days off 700, you know, between his last two NFL starts. And, hopefully this gets better now as the weeks go on and he gets back into some semblance of a rhythm. But he just basically proved everything I had been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks, whether it's been on this podcast or on our station, when I have been trying to temper people's enthusiasm, not because of a hating on Deshaun, but just like, hey, there's a reality to this thing. And I have to say, though, the reality was a lot uglier than even I thought it was going to be. I didn't think he was going to look that incredibly bad. I mean, he was throwing ground balls to wide open receivers. Now some of the ground balls came as a result of him avoiding pressure and in flows of plays and things like that, which happen. But when you got plenty of time to square up and let it rip, and you still bounce one in there. Yeah, I mean, that's going to take him some time to work out. And what's interesting to me, and this will be something that hopefully I'll be able to ask him on Wednesday, assuming that I continue to progress here medically,
right?
What was the difference in the throwing mechanics? Because in practice, everything looks real so smooth and beautiful, and that. And then all of a sudden you get to the game and the ball is going straight into the ground on you. And by then he will have had time to examine the game film and get a little bit of a mechanical breakdown of how that went. But 12 of 22 for a .131 and a pick. Like I said, that is one of the all-time worst quarterback performances since 1999 for Deshaun.
How about the rating? I don't know that I've seen a rating that
53.4.
low.
Hey, which, you know I what?
Kyle Allen's was the same, wasn't it?
His was 53.5. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Kyle Allen, for dissing.
Kyle Allen also threw for two Bills, 201 with a touchdown and two picks. And he completed 20 of 39 passes. You want to know how disgusting this game was?
Daryl, how disgusting was this game?
Third down conversions. The Cleveland Browns, 4 of 13. The Houston Texans, 1 of 12. Someone find me a trash can to upchuck into. Because that is disgustingly awful. For both. The Browns were bad. The Texans were worse on third down, if that was, believe it or not, possible.
Here, you want to play another fun one? We can do this one. Let's play how the drive went. Ready?
Yeah.
For the Browns, punt, fumble, interception, safety, punt, punt, end of half, punt, punt, field goal, punt, field goal, end of game.
I'd have to say the end of halves possessions might have been the most productive of the entire afternoon.
Four plays, 18 yards on their first of two tries towards the end of the half. But that was a whopping 50-second drive. And then the 11-second drive, which I'll never understand what happened at the end of the first half. Like, I don't understand. What was Kevin thinking? Like, are you going for it or you're not? Are you hoping that Kareem rips off a big run here and then maybe you'll have a shot for a field goal? Or how about just take a knee and let's go to locker room? You're up 7-5.
He was caught.
And then you can bring your closer in or try to set up your bullpen for the second half. 7-5. What kind of score is that? 7-5.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
So when he brought Jacoby Brissett on for that 3rd-and-1, is it bad for me to say that I kind of wish he left Jacoby in?
Well, that would take us back to the beginning of the show. I think Browns Therapy Monday is going to be a lot of, hey, yeah, they won, but man, Jacoby looks a lot better than he did. Why wouldn't they stay with that? And I'll be like, you want to take a look at the contract they just signed him to? Do you want to see all the draft picks they gave up?
And
it's about money. It's not about winning. It's about money.
Well, and this is let's be honest about it. This season is a failure, barring a miracle down the stretch. And so it's all about using these six games remaining to get all that rust knocked off of him. That's what this is going to be about down the stretch, Andy. Now, if they beat Cincinnati next week, which if Deshaun plays the way he did Sunday in Houston, that's not going to happen. There's no chance that happens. But it, just for sake of discussion, if they beat that and they get the 6-7, well, things now start to change, right? And now everyone's like, oh, we'll see. Now they're legit in the hunt, and they're a win away over the Ravens from getting back to 500. And they really position themselves for a late December, early January run. Look, I don't think any of that's going to materialize. I don't view them as a serious playoff contender. And I don't think that's what the rest of this season is going to be about. I think that they're going to probably finish with the same record they did last year, and that's 8-9. And they're going to be on the outside looking in once again. But 4-2 down the stretch is pretty good to go into the offseason with, considering where you were, how everything's playing. Who knew, though? Like, I kept making the joke about, well, unless Deshaun can play some defense and special teams, it's not really going to matter what happens when he returns. Well, I guess that's all it took for the defense and the special teams to play like they give to you-know-whats, because they did on Sunday. They played like they cared. And it's hard. It's not fair to think this way, and I want to preface this by saying that I recognize how unfair it is to think this way. But one of my thoughts was, where was this type of effort on in those two phases when Jacoby Brissett was on the field? Where was that focus? Where was that energy? Where was that whatever else you want to call that?
Two words: Jets, Chargers.
Yeah, like, and how much drastically different would this season be if those were two victories instead? And I know I'm going back into the ifs and buts and candy and nuts jar, but it's a lot of fun to do. And hindsight is always 20/20, but look, it's great. The defense and special teams stepped up, and this is two straight games now that the defense has played very well. That is now four games this season in which you can say the defense has played very well. And if this continues, going to be really hard for an organization right now that's craving stability. It's going to be really, really hard, I think, for them to make changes.
I agree with you. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast. I'll give you this when we come back here. We're going to talk about the word that we're not allowed to talk about on the show, and I'll give you percentages about the word we're not allowed to talk about. Oh, Daryl just put his head through the computer. It's always game day in Cleveland.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.